Okay, here are my initial thoughts on Drag Me to Hell, Sam Raimi's return to form and return to horror after the initial Spider-Man trilogy. Well, this is the sort of horror film that everyone likes. Gratuitous shocks, moments that are so excessive they make you laugh out loud because they're really kind of funny. And it knows how silly it is. It's not a pretentious film, but it's also a long, long way from being a film for kids. Banker Alison Lohman pisses off an evil gypsy woman who curses her with the spirit of the Lamia, which after 3 days will drag her so to hell. And there are no surprises in getting there. It almost plays like a 1980s horror film. The spirit comes and gratuitously terrifies her, throws her around the room, breaks a whole lot of furniture, encourages her to kill her poor little kitty. And it doesn't try and reinvent the wheel, which makes it work. It's perfectly trashy. It goes exactly the way you think it's going to go. But the acting is so perfectly in tune, you really don't mind. Alison Lohman is very good in her role. Does she ultimately redeem herself? It looks as though she does. And we go through all the normal conventions, right the way through to Will, her boyfriend, the lovely and totally adorable. As anyone with a history of his TV ads will understand, who has a convenient huge amount of Macs and Mac products in his office. What happens to him in the end? Does he end up getting dragged to hell in her place? Well, you've got to wait right the way through to the end to find out. Raimi doesn't disappoint. Doesn't try and reinvent the wheel. Solid, good watch, an awful lot of enjoyment and entertainment for your money, and go and have a look.